And I'm glad to have opportunity to share these things as God go. He shared a message titled Follow Jesus. He had 4 points that he brought to us with that. First was that we needed to repent. As we think about following Jesus, we need to repent. Repent of our sins and find God's repentance and God's covering of that. The second point was we need to respond to God's call. And I'm going to be talking more of that. And the third was we must be recreated. And so these points 2 and 3 are kind of going to be the center of what Pastor Matt had talked about that I'm going to talk about this morning. And his final point was we must rely on God. I appreciate Pastor Matt's heart and his desire to follow Jesus and to help us find and follow Jesus as well. I'm wanting to share an extension of this message on following Jesus. The passage of Scripture that I have chosen for that is one that's very familiar to us. It's from Mark chapter 8, verse 34. And this is where Jesus says this. He says, "If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." What does it mean to follow? We were in Sunday school this morning, and one of our members shared with us what the score was at halftime of the Kansas City Chiefs. Yes, go Chiefs. We follow the Chiefs, don't we? Unless you're Barth. And then Barth follows them to say, "Yay, they lost to Denver." That's one kind of following. You know, we follow different individuals. We follow the stock market. We follow this. We follow that. There are many things that we follow. What Jesus is talking about is a different kind of following. It's not walking in his footsteps. Sometimes we think about following Jesus and we think about this road that he walked down and walking down that road with him or behind him or whatever. When Jesus says, "Follow me," he's talking about following his heart, following who he is in character, following what he has to teach us, what he has for us. Now, as we proceed through this, I want you to think not only of yourself, but think of those who followed Jesus in his day. And there were many people, there were crowds of people who followed Jesus to hear his teaching. The disciples followed him every day. But what Jesus wants us to hear and see is something different than following just to understand or know what's happening. And oftentimes that's all we do. God wants us to follow so that as we follow, our lives are recreated, as Pastor said. And when we do follow, as Jesus talks about, our lives will be recreated. We'll become different people. And that's what God wants for us. We will be transformed. Okay, a couple of points I want to make. Number one, the first truth we need to understand and acknowledge is that each one of us is choosing to follow someone or something all the time. So we follow the news. Dan follows his friends in Ukraine and Israel. We choose to follow every moment of every day. Right now, you're choosing either to follow what I'm having to say and try to understand what I've got to say, or your mind is somewhere else. You're following a rabbit trail. You know, when we're in a class, in Sunday school class, you know, someone may say, "Oh, I have this question. It's not quite related to what we're doing." And we call it a rabbit trail. So we choose to move our minds and our hearts in many different directions. We choose mentors. We choose friends. You know, we choose churches. on the basis of what we believe or what we feel like may be good for us. So, the first truth, we are all in the process of choosing many, many different things. So that's a reality of life. Choices are what we do all the time. The second thing is this. God gives us the privilege of choice. God has not made us robots and programmed us to do certain things. God gives us the privilege of choice. Joshua 24, verses 14 to 15 says this, "Now therefore fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and faithfulness. Put away the gods that your fathers served beyond the river and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. And if it is evil in your eyes to serve the Lord, choose this day whom you will serve, whether the gods of your fathers served in the region beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." That's a familiar passage to us, isn't it? "For me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Folks, we're called to make choices. Choices in relationship to whom we follow. The Israelites would go into slavery, and all of a sudden, they were worshiping the gods of the people with whom they were enslaved. And God says, "Yeah, that's no good. You aren't to do that. You need to choose the God of Israel. You need to choose the God of creation, the God who cares for you, the God who loves you, the God who has brought you out of Egypt, will bring you out of Egypt, the God who walks with you every day." The third truth then is this: whatever or whomever we choose to follow will require us to deny ourselves. So, God requires us to choose. He calls us to choose Him. That means denying ourselves. So, how do we deny ourselves? What do we do to deny ourselves? I won't name any names, but you know, I'm one who chooses to follow the chiefs. However, I have not looked at my phone. You know, one member of our congregation caused me to sin. We choose to follow. God calls us to choose to follow Him. And to do that, we need to deny ourselves. Those of you who are here are denying yourselves the possibility of sitting at home in front of the television to watch what's going on with the Chiefs today. There are some who haven't done that. When God calls us to follow Him, there are things that we must deny ourselves. And for each of us, that's something different. It looks different for each one of us. But for each one of us, there is that process of denying ourselves something so that we can follow after Jesus and follow what God wants for us. And I'm sure there are some of you here sitting here today that are saying, "Wow, yeah, I had to deny myself, you know, except we got an extra hour of sleep last night, or we should have." But we know what we're talking about, don't we? We deny ourselves many times, many things, and we make choices. And the question today is, what are those choices that we're making, and why are we making those choices? So the critical question for us today is this: why choose to follow Jesus? Why choose to follow Jesus? We have this Bible that, for us who are here today, it's important. We believe it. We're trying to follow Jesus. We're wanting to follow Jesus. Why have you chosen that? Why should your brother, your sister, your neighbor choose to follow Jesus rather than to do something else? Rather than to have to deny themselves something? Why should we choose to follow Jesus? Well, first of all, is a song that we sang just before I got up here. We're going to close with another song, The Love of God. God loves us. I think one of the biggest things for me is the reality and the truth that God loves me. In many ways, I have lived, or I grew up, being loved in a great family, but not feeling loved at times, but feeling loved by God. Now, how did that come to be? Probably partly my parents' teaching and influence, partly Henry Miller's teaching and influence. And for you young people, Henry was my pastor when I was a teenager. And we had a group called Boys Brigade, which was kind of like scouts. And Pastor Henry would come with us to Bennington to campouts. And you know, that meant a lot to me. And so I listened to Henry when he spoke. And it made a difference. Because Henry helped me know that he loved me and that God loves me. And I came to a place where I think I really understand what the reality is to know that God loves me. And even when I might feel that there may not be some others that love me, I know that God loves me. And that matters to me. And in the midst of this understanding God's love, there are three parables that Jesus gave back to back that we all are familiar with. The parable of the woman with the lost coin, the parable of the lost sheep, and the parable of the lost son. And think about this with me. Recently, I heard a message that talked about this, and it impressed me as something that is really special to understand. You know, many times we think, okay, you know, we're a little church. There are only a few of us. And we wish that all of our seats would be filled. We wish that we'd be a big church. Those three parables are what? Are they about big, many? They're about one. They're about one. God loves one. God loves you. God loves me. And so as he shared these parables of the lost coin, you know, and the lost sheep and the lost son, it's the one that God comes to and seeks and finds. And what does he do when he finds them? He celebrates. It's party time. Folks, the first reason to follow Jesus is that God loves you as one person, as unique, as individual. God sent his son not for millions, yes, but it doesn't come in millions. It comes one person at a time. You are important to God. You are loved by God. That's the first reason that we need to and would follow Jesus. Secondly, God desires the very best for us humans, as we are the very highest of his creation and created in his image. In our Sunday school class, we were talking a bit, you know, about the Bible and about, we're talking about the Christmas story and Joseph and some of the structures, the world in which we live, and governments and towns, etc., and the realization that there are many of the structures in our world, in our society, that use Scripture, use what's in the Bible for the basis of how they develop their culture or their society. Justice, truth, dealing with problems, working with people. Folks, God is the answer for sin and salvation and hope. God is also the answer to all of the world's problems, to systems. Folks, Jesus talks about systems. God talks about systems. The Word of God shows us systems that will work to create a better world for us to live in. It isn't happening. Why? Because of sin. Because individuals have not chosen to do what? Individuals have chosen to follow their own intelligence and will rather than following after God and God's truth. The second reason for following after God and Jesus Christ is that He has answers to all of life's questions. And when we follow Him, we realize that these answers are good. One of the things that we are dealing with, we all deal with, and you know, it's something that has impacted all of our families. It's what Jeremy's dealing with now that we're praying for, is this whole issue of relationships and divorce. How many of you know of families where there has been divorce that they have gained positive financial situations, positive relationships, positive much of anything? Divorce destroys relationships. Divorce destroys financial security. Divorce destroys families. Sin destroys. Marcy's grandsons right now, their dad, Tommy's going into prison for 6 months. Folks, God has the answer. God loves us and cares about us and gives us the answer. To follow after God and Jesus Christ means to listen and learn and then obey, do. And as we do that, we are going to realize positive, life-filling, good things. Now, we live in a world that's broken. So Marcy has her grandsons here and has them with her a lot. Numbers of you have dealt with divorce in your lives. It's nothing that's new. We know that. We know that God loves us even though we've sinned. David is the classic example of that. And we know the reality of that ourselves. God forgives and God restores. And one of the things that comes out of this passage and this message is that God does recreate us. God restores us when we come back to Him. God gives us life that we've lost. God restores us in ways that we can hardly even imagine. That's one of God's promises. That's why we need to follow Jesus. The third thing is this. Compare God's way with any other possible way. There's no comparison to the potential results of following Jesus in contrast to anyone else. We're not stupid people. Look around. Follow Facebook. Follow the internet. Our world's dying. Our world's falling apart. They're trying to follow all these other gods. Scripture talks about the gods of these other nations that the Israelites began to follow. And when they did, Their lives were damaged, hurt, and God calls them back to himself and says, follow me. Jesus, in this passage that we read this morning, says, follow me. Compare and contrast. The next question is, how do we follow? How do we follow Jesus? Well, part of it is you're here. That's part of the following. It's putting yourself in a place where you have the potential of learning, the potential of growing, the potential of finding people who will love you and help you in the process of that. Commit, choose, read, study, develop. You know, one of the things that for me in retirement has been a huge blessing is the additional time for me to read and study. And I can't tell you how much of a joy that has been for me as I've had additional time to spend in reading and studying. And I think one of the things that I would say to all of us, there are numbers of us that are older, that are in retirement, thank the Lord for that retirement and use it well. Use it well. God is giving you the opportunity not to sit back and die in your place. One of the things they talk about here in Dickinson County is that farmers, when they retire, move to Abilene, to town, and they die. Don't do it. Don't necessarily, it doesn't matter moving to town, but keep yourself as a person who is seeking after God and studying and learning. Never shut off your mind or your heart to the possibility of finding new ways to follow after Jesus. Believe me, it's great to be able to be in this place where I am and to know the reality of new life that is happening in me constantly in relationship to God speaking to me. And then one of the other things that I think is a huge help in terms of following Jesus is the small group, the intimacy of a group where you can share who you are, your heart, and where you study together. You know, the ladies' Bible study, one of the persons who is regular at the ladies' Bible study is Alice Bass. We haven't seen Alice here in church for a long time. She has COPD, and she sleeps late and can't get up, she says. Well, now, I'm not going to say, Alice, that this is just an excuse. But Alice is always at ladies' Bible study. There may be occasions on which we cannot be here together. There may be places we can't go to follow after Jesus. But there are lots of places we can go. And the small group is one of those. Our men's group is terrific for me. I love it. It's a great, great time together. But it's an opportunity to share our lives and our hearts and follow after God and follow after Jesus and follow after God's heart. We need to do that. I want to read that passage that Pam read for us from 1 John again. 1 John chapter 2, verses 1 to 6. Listen to these words. My little children, that's us. My little children, I'm writing these things to you. Important two words. So that, okay? Are you listening? So that you may not sin. But if anybody does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. Folks, did I sin today? Probably. Did you? Probably. We have an advocate who loves us. Oh, God loves us so much. He is the propitiation for our sins. And not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. Who does God love? Who did he send Jesus for? The whole world. Everyone. Everyone. And by this we know that we have come to know him, if we keep his commandments. Interesting. Whoever says, I know him, but does not keep his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoever keeps his word in him, truly the love of God is perfected. Do you want the love of God perfected in your life? Do you want to realize all that God has for you? Follow, learn, live. By this we may know that we are in him. Whoever says he abides in him ought to walk in the same way in which he walked. God calls us to follow him. Use whatever means you have available to you to do that. Use the internet. Take your laptop, and in this little picture where we see the Chiefs playing, have a big picture of Jesus. God wants us to grow. Wants us to grow in our love of him. God wants us to learn more and more what it means to follow after him completely and fully. And to realize a life that is redone, redefined, redirected, remade, rebuilt. Because when God builds our lives according to his word and his truth, our lives are always, always better in every way. Pastor Matt's message was respond, choice. We choose. That's our privilege. Pastor's message was recreated. We are recreated and the result is good. We're going to close now singing this wonderful hymn, The Love of God is Greater Far, and I'm going to walk down.